There is no health without mental health. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we have our Mindful Monday segment, where we learn more about how to be mentally healthy and happy. Enjoy.
It's easy to forget how important mental health is. So important that if we had all our muscles and organs working in perfect order, but our brain dead, we could not possibly be more than just vegetables. The truth is that there is no health without mental health. Mental health affects us all, okay? Children, teens, adults, everyone. It's extremely important to understand that without mental health, we cannot possibly enjoy life. For example, we might experience abnormal eating patterns, decreased energy, feelings of helplessness, or maybe confusion, nervousness, irritation, etc. We have all gone through it at some point in our lives. But today, I want to talk about 10 things you can do to enjoy good mental health. Number 1. Smile. Relax. Smiling elevates your mood and creates a sense of well-being. Each time you smile, you throw a little feel-good party in your brain. Science has now discovered that the act of smiling activates a party of neurotransmitters in our brains. The human brain releases dopamine, serotonin, and endorphins when you smile. And a bonus, those endorphins serve as a natural pain reliever in our spinal cords. These are the body's own natural opiates. Number 2. Learning a new language or playing a musical instrument gives your brain a boost. Hola in Spanish, ciao in Italian. Whatever the language, learning gives your brain a boost. Numerous studies at institutions, including Penn State University, have found that learning a new language is great for brain health. It can strengthen your brain, just as exercise strengthens your muscles. And like muscles, the more you work at it, the stronger your brain gets. Researchers have found that people who speak 2 languages are better able to focus on key informations, prioritize tasks, and manage multiple projects at once. And if that was not enough, there are long-term benefits too. For example, the onset of Alzheimer's disease symptoms can be delayed by about 4 years in people who speak 2 or more languages. Number 3. Maintaining good relationships with family and friends is good for your health, memory, and longevity. Good relationships protect our mental health and well-being at any stage in our lives. People who are more socially connected are happier, physically healthier, and live longer lives. On the other hand, loneliness can be toxic. Our health declines earlier, and we can have shorter lifespans. It's important to remember that good, supportive relationships protect our bodies and minds. 4 universal tips for maintaining healthy relationships are: 1. Give yourself time to strengthen relationships. 2. Be present for others. This is very important. 3. Learn to listen. And 4. Learn to recognize unhealthy and toxic relationships. Number 4. Feeling stressed? Read a little. Getting lost in a book can lower cortisol levels and stress hormones by 67%. Reading is the best way to relax, and new research shows that even 6 minutes can be enough to reduce stress levels by more than 2/3. A research at the University of Sussex studied the effects of reading on stress and discovered that subjects only needed to read silently for about 6 minutes to slow down the heart rate and ease muscle tension. Reading can reduce stress even better than other activities, such as listening to music or relaxing. Number 5. Chewing gum makes you more alert, relieves stress, and reduces anxiety levels. Humans have been finding things to chew on for thousands of years. The ancient Greeks and Mayans, for example, chewed on tree resin, and the first chewing gum was made in the 1800s from a type of rubber known as chicle. Lately, research suggests that chewing gum may help reduce anxiety and improve mood. Most impressively, not only may chewing gum relieve your stress, but studies suggest that chewing gum can also increase alertness and blood flow to your brain. And if all this was not enough for you, it's also associated with reducing cortisol levels. Number 6. Walk outside or spend time in green spaces. Taking some time to relax and spend time in green spaces can reduce negative thoughts and boost self-esteem. Spending time in an open or green space can significantly improve your mental health.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.